The question this two-year trial is trying to answer is, how do skills impact birth? Skills are going to impact the mother's experience, her partner, or the other person in her family who's there. Skills are going to impact the baby, and they're going to impact you and other care providers around her, as well as throughout her life, how she tells her birth story. You're going to have to research what other skills-based methods are trying to achieve. What are the goals? What are the goals of hypnobirthing or hypnobabies or active birth or calm birth or birthing within? You need to understand the goals, and your clients need to understand the goals. So Brandt focused on Grantley Dick Reed. He also, obviously, from reading the study, had exposure to Lamaze. Birthing Better Families had a number of goals, and I can only speak about those. And I'm going to tell you a story about one of those families and how we look at Birthing Better skills. But the goals that Birthing Better Families had was, first and primary, is that they wanted to prevent or reduce any issues they had individually from becoming problems. And this is something that needs to be fleshed out that I'm not going to flesh out now. Also, everyone wanted to feel in control, no matter where they birthed, no matter who was present, and no matter what was happening to or around them. They wanted skills that they could use so that as they had internal sensations and as external factors influenced them, which they were going to do, they wanted to feel in control, to know how to cope and manage, to deal with, to work through, to handle, and to stay on top throughout this dynamic experience that they were having. They weren't looking for pain-free birth. They were just looking so that they could cope and manage. They weren't looking for natural birth. They were looking for a manageable birth. They weren't looking for less medical care. They were looking to work with and around medical care they wanted or needed or was imposed on them. Of course, there are many Birthing Better families that have met those original three goals expressed throughout this website, the natural birth, even pain-free labors with less medical care. But that wasn't the broader goals of Birthing Better. So the story I'm going to tell you is a Birthing Better story. It is what we use as an example of how successful Birthing Better skills are. So this woman is a New Zealander, having a baby late in life. She wanted an epidural as soon as she had any pain. She asked how I felt about it. Oh, I don't care. We know that Birthing Better families use the skills even if they're using pain relief. It doesn't matter. It's an activity you're doing with your baby, so you can always use skills throughout that activity, no matter what's happening. But for some reason, she wanted some confirmation. She wasn't interested in learning a lot of the skills, but she was okay with learning the sustainable breathing, finding her best breathing patterns and the four ways that all humans breathe, and experiencing the variations of those four ways, and then finding the patterns that would help her stay relaxed. She also learned the directed breathing skill, how to open up your pelvis on an inhale and soften inside your pelvis on an exhale, as well as other applications of directed breathing. She was willing to do that, and she and her partner did. I wasn't at the birth, and I didn't see her for months later. When I ran into her, she said, I've got to tell you this story. I love listening to birthing stories, particularly the ones that involve skilled families. They're great. So she said to me, the labor started and it wasn't intense. I didn't feel I needed an epidural, and I kind of used the breathing, and my husband and I kind of worked together, and that was kind of neat, and that lasted a few hours. And then, oh, just suddenly the contractions just got so intense. But that first inhale at the beginning of contraction, I could inhale and I could feel my pelvis open, and then I could exhale and I could intentionally soften inside my pelvis. And then I just screamed for the rest of the contraction. Then there'd be a pause, and I'd gather myself again. And then the beginning of that next contraction, I'd breathe in, I'd expand inside my pelvis, and I could feel it. And then I'd breathe out, and I'd soften inside the pelvic clock, and I could feel that, and then I just screamed. And I thought about it as she was talking to me. How did other people see her? How would you have seen her? Well, her husband, the obstetrician, the midwife, all they would have seen is a screaming woman. They had no idea what she was thinking or what she was consciously doing. If she hadn't had skills, she would have felt more out of control, more overwhelmed. But she had this one skill that she consciously applied. And because she consciously applied that skill, this is what she told me happened. She said, I had an epidural way later than I thought I would have. Well, that's good. And she said, and you know what else? When I have my next baby, I really think that second breath in every contraction, I can do the same as I did with the first breath. And then we laughed. And she said, and I'd probably scream the rest of the contraction. That was, to us, a perfect birthing better story. It meant the world to her because she had a proud and dignified birth story to tell. Her story was one of knowing when she felt in control. And the impact of screaming wasn't the same impact as it would have been if she had lacked those skills. You're going to have plenty of stories from your clients, and you're going to learn lots about the various skills-based methods. So the question is, what are the goals? What does each skills-based method want to achieve? And are the families using those methods achieving those goals? We'll have lots to talk about over the 2 years.